Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and tonight, it is Friday. Yay! Hey, did you guys have a great week? Excellent. But let's make it better. Tonight, we're going to have rapper, music producer C. Henry on with us. We're waiting for him to call in, and we've got some great music from him tonight, and I'm especially proud to welcome to the show C. Henry, because his parents, well, his dad, I'm not sure about his mom, is from my hometown, Harrison, New Jersey, where I grew up, and I know his dad very well. So very impressed with the music. It sounds great, and if you like rap, you'll love it, and if you know C. Henry, you'll love it even more. So I do have to apologize for Christian Gunnier from Stranger Things and amongst other things. He had to reschedule from, when was he supposed to be here? Wednesday? From the 19th. But we are rescheduling for the 21st. So for our Stranger Things fans, if you have any questions, he's the guy to call. So call in and ask him any questions you want. And we do have some great shows coming up for you folks. We've got Chris Impellitteri from Impellitteri. I think I'm saying that correct. I wrote it down. I can never read my handwriting. Of course, that's the 23rd, this Sunday. I'm going to play some great rock and for Rocktober. And the 24th, of course, Christian Gunnier from Stranger Things will be back at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on the 26th, my buddy, my boyfriend, Marshall Thompson from the Shy Lights, he'll be on at 9 p.m. as well, Eastern. And I can't wait to see what he's up to. I believe he's touring or has a show out in Vegas. How cool is that? This man is in his 80s, and he does more than me. So I love him. I love him to death. And then the 31st on Halloween at 10 p.m., I'm going to do a monster music mashup. So all songs related to Halloween or scary or whatever. So that'll be 10 p.m. Eastern on Monday, 10/31. The trick-or-treaters tend to come here very late. So I want to make sure we're here answering the door and don't want to deny any children their goodies. Anyway, Halloween's gotten a lot different. A lot of holidays have gotten different, you know? So, but I'm hoping this year I feel it. I haven't even put any decorations out yet, believe it or not. I'm hoping, I'm not sure how the weather is this weekend. So, what was I going to say? Since I don't know what the weather's like, I mean, I'm hoping I could get one of the kids to do it. So, last minute, because the weather is so crappy. I get this breeze. It's really, I'm like, my front yard gets this wind tunnel, and I like to put up tombstones. They wind up down the street, and I'm not getting them. I just buy new ones. So anyway, we're waiting for C. Henry to call in. I'm going to shoot him an email, actually. And why don't we play a song while we're waiting? Let's see. What can we play? It's Friday. Let's kick it off with this. Let's kick it off. And I will shoot an email and see if we get C. Henry on the phone. We were confirmed. Don't know where he is, but we will get him on the phone. Don't tell me I removed it from my playlist. I didn't think I did. How about Ghost Rider? I think it's Chuck Wright. I can't remember his name. Oh my God. Ghostwriter. Since it's Halloween, it's October. Ghostwriter. Check us out. And in the meantime, I'll get in touch with C. Henry. Take care. Hang on. Listen. I actually think that was my friend Mercury from Priest. I have to see who that is. I had it on my playlist 3 months ago, and I didn't put the name of the band next to it. So when I played it the night he was on, I'm pretty sure that was Mercury from Priest. So we are still waiting for C. Henry to call in. I was really looking forward to having him on so you guys could get to know more about him and his music, of course, but if he doesn't call in, we, of course, will play his music. So I've got a little write-up here. Let's see. So C. Henry, he is based out of New Jersey. Currently, I believe he's born in Brick and currently resides in Ocean County, so Ocean County, New Jersey. And I really was looking forward to talking to him about the his past albums. I mean, he's got three out, and he's gotten attention from the NBA, WNBA, NHL, MSG networks, Beats by Dr. Dre, and NBA 2K21 have used his music, his song Motivation. And I shared that tonight, a little bit of it, when I posted the promo. And I don't know, I guess he's inspired by 90s, 2000s era hip hop pop. And but he's pretty much created his own style of old school lyrics and new school production. So you're going to like it, especially if you like rap, you're going to like it. I mean, I like everything. I prefer old rap. I'm not really much into it these days. I sat in the car. My son loves it. And blasting rap. And I got in the car one time. I don't even know what song it was. And they were talking about Cheez-Its. And it didn't make sense whatsoever, the song. If sync rhymed with think or pink or anything, it just hadn't, it had rhyme, it had no reason. So, but they love it, the kids love it, and excuse me, and very impressive with C. Henry being a white rapper as well, to get that much acclaim. And he's a young guy, he's very young, I believe he's only 25, and started actually recording and writing at the age of 17. So and he started writing at 17 and recording at 19. And he's been in the industry for 6 years now. So I'm not sure what happened, but in the meantime, we are going to play one of his songs. So this is, let's play Black Dove. Oh, maybe this one will be good for Halloween too. I said I may as well keep Ghost Rider in here because we can play that on Halloween too. So this is Black Dove by C. Henry. Check this out.
Let me keep stacking up, but it's still not enough. You're just trying on, and she says she likes it rough.
When I say this, but I'm lost in a room when you're naked, but without a cape and a mask, I ain't up for the task. Conversations in my mind is too much, and plus I can't figure out what she wants. Thus I'm a sober mind who's clueless, the thoughts of a star who can't connect us. The constellation so bright, I eclipse elation. Start off with a conversation, and depending on the mood and depending on the tomb, I'm the cynic in the room who's afraid to chase you. I'm glad I don't fit the frame in that picture. Plus every song I make, I get bigger. Even though I write my songs with you in them, I'm sniffing to gain the confidence to ask.
Money keeps stacking up, but it's still not enough. You're just trying on, and she says she likes it rough.
Gives me power. When the clock strikes soon, I'm the man of the hour, the man on the moon when it's louder. I feel like I'm in God's place on this, so I know you'll fall quick for my tricks, and I know I pay for all of my sins. I don't care, I'm in hell where the devil is. Girl, I'm confident, can you blame me?
Blame me.
I am the new Swayze, and your friends don't faze me. I got the game, so you can leave with me and Mercedes. Know you want this lifestyle of LA, act wild, you are the person worth saving.
Yeah, you are.
So I slipped into the crowd, grabbed you for a while. Welcome to my world, baby.
How nice is that? Wow, that I can dig. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That was Black Dove by C. Henry. Let me know what you thought if you want to call in 646-478-0999. See, to me, that's not rap. I mean, it was, don't get me wrong, but not what they're playing, you know, not what my son's listening to, put it that way. My son's listening to heavy stuff, so, but yeah, I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Give me a call, 646-478-0999. Let me know what you thought of it. And let's play another one then. I really wish he was here. I'd love to talk to him more about how he got started, where he's recording, because what a great production. Man, that was fantastic. I also wanted to talk to him about his videos. I caught a few videos on YouTube, and great videos. The production of those are good, too. I wanted to ask him who did his videos, because those are good. So here we go. We're going to play another one, No Love to Share. And this, again, is C. Henry, and this is No Love to Share. Let's find it. Let's find it. Where are you? No Love to Share. Where are you? Well, I got Rance. Here it is at the bottom. No Love to Share. C. Henry. Check this one out.
Never got to know the real me. It's the places and the people. All this temptation kills me. So we broke the chemistry. You know it had to end eventually, cause there was never empathy. I dare you question me. I knew that instantly the death of me would be your ecstasy. And so that's why
I've been in and out of love so many times. My heart is colder than Alaska in the night. I'm sorry baby, but I just can't make you mine. But don't you cry, no don't you cry, cause you'll always have my love. I never had my heart, babe, cause I got no love to spare. No love.
Katie Henry can sing, too. Wow. Wow. What I liked about that one the most is, oh, God, that's Z100 shit there, folks, of my industry friends out there. You got to get C. Henry on your station, then. Anybody looking for an opening act, damn, C. Henry's your man. So I think we finally got C. Henry on the phone. I was just about to say, two nights in a row I was stood up. If I was dating these guys, I'd be hurt, but I'm not. So C. Henry on the phone. What's up, honey?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, where you been?
I was trying to call in since before 9. It said the line was busy. I called a bunch of times. It said it was busy, so I checked my email.
Oh,
again.
Oh no, you gotta call. Yeah, you gotta call a few minutes before. How long before? When did you call?
I called 2 minutes before, but it said it was busy 2 minutes before. Yeah, I swear.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, I'll have to.
Yeah.
I swear. Don't worry about it. I'm having a good time listening to your stuff. Man, it's good. It's really good.
Thank you. I appreciate you playing it. Thank you.
Yeah, because when I get music, I do the A&R thing. I listen for 30 seconds. And then because I like to listen to it with the audience for the first time as well, to be as excited as them. So, but man, I really dig it. I know I told you I was digging it. I really like it. You know what I like about it? It's not heavy rap and you, the way you phrase it, that it's old school lyrics with new school production is just on the money. I mean, great, great, great way to describe it. And I'm telling you, you should be on Z100. This is what they're playing.
I know. I think that's definitely one of my, probably one of my favorite songs that I've ever made. And to your point, I love, you're right. It's not too rap heavy. It's a really good mixture of like R&B, pop and rap, which is what I was trying to do, especially with that guitar solo at the end. To put a little rock element in it.
Yep, I love the guitar in it too, because you don't hear that often in rap.
Yeah,
you know?
So I just tried to incorporate and just put all those elements together and still make it like, you know, not too crazy and all over the place. Just make it, you know, structured and make it a really enjoyable song to be played.
Did you throw the guitar lead in there for your father?
Oh yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I knew he would like that one the most. So when I finished it, I knew. My father and my family would definitely appreciate that last part there. So
yeah, because I know your dad; he's definitely not a rap guy. So, well, he wasn't when I.
No, I'm his favorite. The only rap he listens to is me. So other than
absolutely.
That, he's a big rock guy.
Absolutely. So. Well, I'm so glad you called and well that we connected. I have to check in to see what's wrong with the phone line. That's pretty odd. I'm so sorry about that. A caller we had last night got cut off in the middle of a conversation, which was odd too. So I'll have to reach out to them and see what's going on with the Blog Talk Radio. So, and I owe you an apology also. My calendar is not updated. You will be added to my calendar on my website when my tech guy gets back from his wedding. So I screwed up. But anyway.
Oh, it's completely fine. I appreciate the opportunity just to come on here, so thank you.
So tell me your influences in music, because coming from I know your dad is into rock, so what was your influences growing up listening to dad's music and then incorporating into rap? And well, I know rap is what's happening for the kids now. I call you a kid because I'm an old broad, but, you know, it's you know, I'm an old lady. I'm your dad's age, so, you know. To me, you're a kid. So what music that your dad was listening to influenced you? And then obviously you rap is what you guys are hearing these days. So, and to incorporate your inspirations into rap, tell me about that.
My dad grew up, on the Beatles and like the Rolling Stones and so, Jimi Hendrix, stuff like that. So, I would definitely say the Beatles is probably the biggest influence in music in general. Before any rap type of stuff, I think the Beatles is probably my, just like the songwriting in particular, the lyrics of, you know, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and, you know, obviously a little bit of George Harrison towards the end. But the Beatles is definitely probably the biggest inspiration from my father that I got. But other than that, like Pearl Jam, U2, obviously a little bit later stuff, but like, you know, that type of rock music is really what my dad kind of introduced me to when I was a kid, which is what I gravitated towards. And then once I got a little bit older, you know, growing up, because I was born in 1996. So obviously me growing up, him introducing me to that, and then me listening to like current type of music and hip hop was like the big thing even at that time. Obviously not as big as it is now, but it was still obviously huge with people like, you know, Eminem and 50 Cent, Dr. Dre, stuff like that in the early 2000s when I was growing up. So like hearing that music from my dad as a kid and then hearing what was popular and on the radio in terms of rap and kind of pop music as well during the early 2000s is really what kind of where I get my influences and stuff. And I still have other influences like of you know, newer artists, I'd say, like early 2010s artists. But those are like the Beatles and Rolling Stones and Eminem and 50 Cent, like those type of people are probably my biggest influences.
Cool. Now, you're a good singer too. So have you ever sang straight or always rap?
No, I try to do a little bit of both. Obviously I like to, you know, play around with it a lot. I don't like to do just stick with one. I kind of like, if I can incorporate both, just because that's what I like to do. That's how I like to create music.
Right.
I like to incorporate a little bit of melody and then just kind of rap stuff. So
most rappers, if they're going to sing, if they're going to actually sing in their songs, they got to do a little auto tune in there, but you can sing. I can hear it. You can sing. You know, so
thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So how did you get, what is it? Motivation.
Yes.
Yeah, how did you get all those folks interested in motivation? I mean, of course, the theme and the song, but how did you get them interested in it?
Well, there's this company that I go through. It's a distributor, so they're called United Masters is the name of the company. So they had this opportunity. They were like a startup company. Steve Stout is one of the main like co-founders and owners of the company. And, you know, he was a big, like, record exec for, like, Jay-Z and a bunch of big artists. But he created this company, United Masters, and one of the first opportunities they had for artists to, like, I guess, sign up and use their, you know, distribution service was to get a spot on a video game, like an NBA video game or something like that.
Yeah.
So I went to the studio and just wanted to make, like, a song that I thought would sound good on the video game. So I made the song. I just distributed my song through United Masters, the company, and they put it on like Spotify and Apple Music and all that. And
cool.
And a couple months later, they reached back out to me because I submitted the song for the opportunity, and they said it was going to be put in the game. And then after that, it just kind of snowballed and kind of domino effect, and everyone else started picking it up. And even I think I made the song 2 or 3 years ago, but even today, it's still getting traction. People, the NFL is using it, NHL, NBA still is using it, and just a bunch of stuff like that. So
it's a good song.
It's pretty cool to see how that's worked out.
Definitely sports, you know, motivation too as well. I saw the video.
That was good. The whole gist.
And I caught a few of your videos on YouTube. Very good. You must have some great backers behind you because everything you're doing is quality.
Yeah, I do. I definitely have a really good team kind of behind me, engineers, people, you know, videographers, people who do that type of stuff that are extremely talented in their own right in what they do. So I only like to work with people that are serious about what they do and obviously are very talented. So that's why the end product is out the way it does.
Now, the three songs you sent to me, pardon me, Black Dove, I've already played, loved it, and No Love to Share, you heard the end of that. And you sent me Ransom as well, which we're going to listen to in a little bit. Are they on an album, or are they singles? And are you working on an album, a full length album? What's going on?
So the first two that you just played, Black Dove and No Love to Spare, those two songs are singles coming out on an album that I'm actually dropping a week from today. So it should be out. The rest of the album should be out a week from today, October 28th. The third song, Ransom, I sent you, actually isn't out at all. That's not even a single I put out for the album, but it's on the album. So all three songs being played are a part of the same full-length project. Two of them are already released. The first two that you just played are already released. The third one's not released yet, but they're all on the same project, yeah.
Nice. Well, I can't believe you're here and your release is next week. I'm thrilled. I love when people come to me before their music's been released and I get to play it here first. Thank you very much.
No problem. Again, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I love that. Now, when you write, are you writing, is it personal or you just, whatever comes to you or what?
It depends on the circumstance, I guess. Sometimes, I feel like most of the time, obviously, something or anything that I write about has to come from a personal experience or something like that. I can't just, you know, make anything up. But sometimes I like to have more fun with it and just kind of, you know, go with the flow per se and just write whatever comes to my mind. But I feel like most of the time I pull from like personal experience or past experience, you know, obviously from myself or someone I know who's close to me and kind of like to incorporate that in the art. So.
Nice. So is Ocean County Rap USA now or no? How is very popular there?
I wouldn't say it's Rap USA now, but
I didn't think so.
There's definitely a lot of talented people here for sure.
Nice. Well, what else do I want to ask you? Oh my God. Oh geez. So, are you performing live anywhere?
I'm gonna start doing shows soon. I used to do shows in Asbury around like Asbury Park.
Mm-hmm.
At a couple different venues. There's like a legendary venue there that the Ramones and stuff used to play at called The Saint.
I played at House
of Independence, in Asbury and stuff like that. So I'm going to start doing shows like that once this album comes out. So I have a bunch of new material to perform live.
Nice. You know, one of my sponsors is, I believe, a friend of your father's too. He owns a restaurant over here in, I don't even know the town, believe it or not, is my sponsor. And they have bands. I don't know if you're interested in that. I could hook you up. And I think it would be great for, you know, a lot of Harrison people to come and see you there. I think they'd show up in droves.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I would like to go more up north from where I am too and kind of get, you know, more shows up there. So.
Yeah, it's River and the name of the place is River and Henley. And I don't want to give the wrong town out. I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately. I wasn't going to talk about it, but it just dawned on me that I thought maybe that'd be a great idea for you, you know. But anyway, I wanted to ask you also, where do you, your website, how can people find out more about you?
Yeah, I mean, on social media is probably the best place.
Yeah.
On Instagram and stuff like that. So all my stuff across is just Colin Henry NJ. So my full name, Colin Henry NJ across Twitter, Instagram, all stuff like that. So
no website. You got to get a website.
I know I have merchandise and stuff connected to my Spotify and all that. So,
oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so that's where I sell the merchandise and stuff like that. But you're absolutely right, I do.
Again, anybody listening out there in the industry, oh, man, Colin's it sounds like a start to a great opening act and then push everybody to the side and be the act. But and Z100, anybody in the, listening out there, God, you got to play this stuff. So let's play Ransom. Let's let everybody get a listen to that one. I know everybody who's listening liked Black Dove and definitely No Love to Share. So I did. So let's do Ransom. And Ransom, where's that come from? Why Ransom? What brought that on? Now you're saying personal. So what's your ransom here? Who'd you abduct? No, I'm kidding.
It is a funny story with that one. I'll make it as quick as I can. This was the last song that was made for the album. So I felt I was tying the album together. I needed one more song, basically. A producer friend of mine who I worked really closely on the album with, you know, sent me this beat. And, you know, I needed – the album is like a whole story. It's like a conceptual thing. So I was – every song is a part of a story. So this song in particular is the gist of it is basically you go out, you kind of see this girl at a club or whatever, and, you know, you bring her home for the night and stuff like that. So,
well, we won't let any kids hear about that.
That's basically the gist of the song. But it's a more poppier tune. It's not a,
yeah.
It's very nice. So.
Excellent. Well, this is Ransom, C. Henry. J. Check it out, folks. You're going to love it.
For the nightcap, tell you what I wanna do, I'll be feeling this too, cause I'ma set the scene, I'll be right back. Two step, moonwalk like a Mike Jack, hit him with a spin move, then a light clap. Then I try to make a move, but you show me what to do, cause I don't really dance, so you knew that. Damn girl, you kinda different with your attitude, you ain't like these other girls that I've run into. She said, ain't no other girls I'm compared to. I'm a one of one, hun, I don't chase dudes, but I like to have fun, entertain you. What kind of fun, what you trying to get into? I see a smile on her face, she put a pill on my tongue, then it's back to the crowd, now it's round two. On my wrist cause it been froze. Catching with the sick clothes, got a slick coat. Get a 10 every time, never miss those. Now we headed to the crib with our eyes low. Hit a 105, burn a Bridgestone. Little bump and grime and I hit it like Klitschko. Skin so smooth, love the shade of her skin tone. See the linen on the floor and the red in her eyes. She's the type that'll go and take your show. Usually I go and finish on time. Playing love in disguise, they don't have a bimbo. Stuck in limbo, never made a promise that I couldn't keep. Unless they want a pillow talk and I gotta catch up on sleep. So I tell them what their ears wanna hear. After that, I don't wanna hear a peep. No, really, what's up?
That's really cool. Is that female sampled? Is she sampled from another song?
Yeah, she's that's like a sample at the end. I think her name is Fushi or something like
that. Yeah, I knew it sounded familiar. I said, I know that song. Yeah. Wow, loved it. Loved it.
Thank you. Hello?
Colin. Yeah, what's the name of the album, hon?
It's called Dark Times and White Lines. That's the name of the project.
Interesting. Wow. Dark Times and White Lines.
Yeah, a little dark, but that's one of the more uplifting popular songs on the album. I know it's a little bit long for a pop song, but
you know what? It's so good that it doesn't feel that long. I mean, it is a 4-minute, 33-second song, but it's so good. It's okay. You know, when they're over 3 minutes and they suck, I mean, yeah, I'm done, you know.
It feels like a little bit of
you?
Drag, yeah.
Right, yeah, you're done after the 3 minutes if it sucks, you know. But no, that's great. That's great. Wow, I love it. Wow, I can't say how impressed I am. I love it. Just fantastic. I'm so glad you came on the show. And God, I wish you the best. And you got to get out there on that road, hon. You got to get yourself out there more because it's great.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on here and talk with you and to play my music and stuff like that. So
anytime you want to come on, you got new stuff, come on over, shoot me an email, call me, whatever. And we'll get you back on because unbelievably great, great, great stuff. I really did enjoy it. You know, it was great. So everybody, the album Dark Times and White Lines comes out October 28th, available everywhere online where you could get music. Instagram, Twitter is where you'll find Colin C. Henry, Colin Henry NJ, right? Do I got it right?
Yes, you got everything right. It's perfect.
Excellent, excellent. Anything else you want to add to folks out there where they can, anything else about you that I'm missing?
I think we covered all the bases. If anyone, like you got social media out there, so if anyone likes it or anything like that, you can obviously, you know, contact me and we'll go from there. And again, I would love to come on again in the future if I have new stuff.
Anytime.
Anytime,
kiddo.
I'd love to talk to you again. So.
Yes, anytime. I wish you would have came on sooner. We could have chatted longer.
I know. I called 2 minutes before. I don't know what happened.
No, I know. Not your fault. Not your fault. I'm gonna reach out to Blog Talk and ask them what's up because, like I said, we had to disconnect last night and then you couldn't even get through.
Yeah.
So that's weird. But anyway, listen, wonderful to have you on. Thank you so much. Say hi to your father. And I'm so proud. I'm sure he's even prouder. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Excellent stuff. I don't even want to wish you good luck. You don't need it. You don't need it because you got it, man. You got it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it again. Thank you.
Great stuff. All right, everybody. C. Henry, check him out online. Twitter. You're not on Facebook, I don't think. That's pretty old, folks. You're on TikTok because I was able to post on TikTok and you were there. I tagged you. And what else? And October 28th, the new album is going to drop, Dark Times and White Lines. And you can get it anywhere, Spotify, wherever you buy your music, stream your music these days, right?
Yep, anywhere.
Excellent. Oh, thank you so much, Colin. You have a great night, a great weekend, and anytime, feel free to call or email and come on back.
I will. I'll tell my dad you said hi, too, again. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
I appreciate that. Thank you. All right. Have a good night. Take care. Everybody, C. Henry, Colin Henry.
Too.
Go check him out. Great stuff. Take care, Colin. Bye-bye. C. Henry, everybody.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Bye. Oh, man. I'm telling you. Sometimes, I mean, it's not that the rap's not good. I'm just not into it, today's rap. But this was nice. You know, definitely, like you said, a mix of R&B, rap, and, just good stuff. Good stuff. Excellent. Excellent. And it all sounds fantastic. I mean, this shit's radio ready, folks. Listen, if you're out there listening and you're in the industry, have him as an opening act, and he'll be the opening act. He'll be the act eventually. And, damn, this is Z100 stuff. I'm telling you know what? I wonder if I should email them. I know there's a few people over there. Maybe I'll do that and send them this stuff. I don't think Colin would mind one bit. But they would have to reach out to him, of course, after that. But I really like it. Wow. So anyway, I am glad we connected. And our fault here, I don't know what's up with this platform. I don't do anything wrong. I know exactly what to do. believe me, there are bells and whistles I could be doing, and I don't because I'm not computer savvy, but it's fairly easy. There's nothing here to do other than upload and da-da-da. So, but for the phones to have a problem, that is not my issue. That is them. So, anyway, let's do a recap of what's coming up. We got this Sunday, Chris I can't read my writing. Chris Impellitteri from Impellitteri for some rock music at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's the 23rd. The 24th, Christian Guineer from Stranger Things, amongst other amazing roles, will be joining us from a rescheduled show from the 19th. And the 26th, we've got Marshall Tucker. You know why? Because I heard it in a love song. I heard that today. So Marshall Thompson from the Shy Lights will be on the 26th at 9 p.m. And then on the 30th, Rick Ryan, author and lyricist. He's got a new book out, new children's book, a Christmas children's book called Under Santa's Hats. He sent us three to give away, and they are gorgeous books. I'm telling you, if you want to give something to the kids for Christmas, grandchild, your own child, whatever, niece, nephew, beautiful book. And he autographed all three of them too. So free to you. Merry freaking Christmas. How's that? And on the 31st, we're going to do a Monster Music Mashup. I think that's what I called it. Anyway, that's going to be music of scary Halloween, anything related, sounds Halloween-y, whatever. So great artist, Chris. You know what? I called him Chris in the email, too. I've been dealing with three Chris's over the last few days. So I meant to tell him that. I apologize. The email I sent, but I did it on my phone, so it probably auto-corrected. But yeah, it said Chris. So I've got a lot of Chris's going on. So yeah, wonderful, wonderful stuff. Check it out again. The album, the CD, the digital, whatever you want to call it, drops on October 18th, available everywhere online where you get your music. And that is October 28th. The name of the album is Dark Times and White Lines, and that is C. Henry. And if you want to check him out, his posts or his whatever he's got going on, he's on Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, and that's Colin Henry NJ, ColinHenryNJ. So go check that out. And also he's on YouTube. He's got a lot of videos on YouTube from his older stuff, especially Motivation that we were speaking about earlier that was picked up by a lot of the sports folks. And they're using it, I guess, as a theme. So I'm not a sports fan. So if they're playing it, I haven't heard it because I would not know. But I guarantee my son knows this. So he knows Motivation. He watches everything. So he's going to like this stuff. I can't wait to play it for him. So I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves tonight. And, you know, we're getting back into the groove slowly but surely. Makes me happy. Hope I'm making you happy. You could have done anything tonight and you're hanging out with me. And that's pretty cool. And I appreciate that. I really do. So we're going to do... I couldn't live it myself if I didn't. A tribute to Judy Tenuta, who recently passed on October 8th. And not sure the date. You know, it's still so devastating. I mean, known her all my life as a comedian, and over the last 3 years became very, very close. And I think we both came into each other's lives at the same time. And when we needed each other, she needed to pick me up, and so did I. So, and the laughter was great. And man, she kicked cancer's ass. And I still say she did kick cancer's ass because she was strong. She fought. It got her body, not her heart. And her mind, and just her willingness to live. So an amazing, amazing human being. Anybody with cancer, I have a newfound respect for all of them. And, you know, it's very scary. But so we'll do that. We'll announce that maybe next month. I don't know. So we'll see. But thank you again. See Henry. Check it out again. October 28th. The album drops, and it is called Dark Times and White Lines. And tonight we played Black Dove, No Love to Spare, and Ransom. So three great tunes. I love them. I thought they were great. I can't wait to play them for my son. He's going to dig them. If he likes them, then they're good. And I know he's going to like them. So anyway, but happy Friday. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening in. Try to join us again on Sunday for guitarist Chris Impellitteri from Impellitteri. We're going to have some rock music and Rocktober. Wouldn't be Rocktober without rock, right? So that's going to be cool. And I hear Chris is a very, and I'm sure he is. I could say the interviews didn't last very long, where I've had a bad interview or, you know, somebody who was a jerk. I mean, just wonderful people. And I become fast friends with all of them. And I'm truly blessed. So I appreciate that more than anybody knows. So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Sunday with Chris Impellitteri, guitarist from Impellitteri. And so thank you again. See Henry, thank you. Good luck and all the best to you. You got everything you need. You don't need the luck. You got everything you need to get out there, kiddo. Knock them dead. All right. Take care, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Applause Radio Show. Calendar will be updated probably in a week or so. My apologies. That was my fault. I kept screwing up the date of the wedding. And honestly, I wasn't considering coming back on the air. So on Tuesday, I returned some emails. We booked everybody Wednesday. I sent it out, and the wedding was in 2 days. And I would kick his ass if he took the time to update my calendar during his wedding, period, whatever. So I hope they're having a great honeymoon. Congratulations to Michael Clausen and his new wife. So thank you so much for everything you do for me. You guys are great. And have a great one, everybody. And we will see you on Sunday. Bye-bye.